Michigan moved its presidential primaries up to an earlier date this year, hoping to have more influence on the nominations. The thought was voters would see a slew of candidates campaigning here, but that didn't happen. The Republican race is essentially down to Donald Trump and Nikki Haley, while President Biden's biggest challenge comes from Democrats who say they'll vote uncommitted. WDET's Alex McLennan has more.
Presidential primary season gives voters a chance to nominate party candidates ahead of the November general election. Melinda Billingsley is with the voting advocacy group, Voters Not Politicians. She says primaries are a way to really bring the voting process to the people
and allow for greater participation among the electorate, which is better for democracy.
However, primaries have not always been around. As Jonathan Hansen from the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy explains.
Over time in history, we developed a system, first of all, where political parties formed, which is something that the Constitution had never anticipated. And then those parties wanted to nominate a candidate.
With no guidance from the Founding Fathers, Hansen says states created their own methods of involving citizens in the process of picking candidates.
All told, it's a very decentralized process, and many states have many different ways of choosing these delegates, and it's not a very well-organized system.
Today, some states, like Florida and Pennsylvania, hold closed primaries where only party-registered voters can participate, leaving independent voters on the sidelines. Michigan is one of several states that hold open primaries, allowing anyone to vote on a party's ticket. Another method is holding a caucus where party supporters meet in person to appoint delegates. Melinda Billingsley says she isn't a fan of the caucus system.
You have to be at a place at a certain time. You have to stay there for hours, and that just is really exclusionary.
Nevertheless, the Iowa caucus has been the kickoff event of the nominating cycle since the 1970s. It's historically served as the largest filter of candidates before Super Tuesday. This year was no different. Earlier this month, on a day where the high temperature was below zero, about 100,000 Iowans left their homes to take part in the Republican caucus. By the time of the New Hampshire primary a few days later, most of the Republican candidates had already dropped out. Jonathan Hansen says the result means fewer choices for voters in 49 states.
And it's hard to dispute the fact that giving overriding importance to small states like Iowa and New Hampshire creates a process that is really stilted away from the more populous, diverse states.
As the primaries move to Michigan, voters have mixed feelings about their options. Like Madeline Duffy, a 20-year-old from Grosse Pointe, she'll be voting in her first presidential election this year.
Personally, I think that there should be more options, but on the other hand, you're still going to have voters, a large chunk of voters, who are so dedicated to one candidate that it also kind of screws over the other candidates.
31-year-old Claire Van Raphorst says she'd like to see a change.
If there was ever an appetite to relook at our process, I think giving people more of a chance to look at all the slate of candidates would be interesting.
But she isn't holding her breath.
I mean, there hasn't been a lot of appetite to do a lot of interesting things, so I'm not hopeful.
While presidential primaries give voters an ever-shrinking list of viable candidates, Jonathan Hansen says there is some benefit to more drawn-out races.
It forces candidates to develop a campaign organization, to do a lot of retail politics where they get directly exposed to voters.
Hansen thinks one way to maintain that element while giving voters more choices could be placing different states together in blocks.
Maybe not as large as Super Tuesday, but, you know, a number of states could all be on one day, and then maybe a couple of weeks later move to another number of states.
At the very least, Hansen says rotating what state goes first would make sense.
But don't let any one state or two states get the privilege of always being first. That doesn't seem to make sense for selecting a candidate that truly represents the United States well.
Voters Not Politicians' Melinda Billingsley says if she could make a change to the process, it would be requiring all states to use the open primary system like Michigan does.
Which is important because it means every voter in Michigan has the opportunity to weigh in on the candidates.
But when it comes to having a choice of candidates, Billingsley does not think voters should feel like there's a lack of options.
One thing to remember is that when we look at that primary ballot, there are always choices on it.
She's not wrong. There are 7 Republican and 3 Democratic names printed on Michigan's February ballot. Even though many of those candidates have dropped out of the race, you could still vote for them.
And so when those results are released, everyone will be able to see this particular person, for whatever they stood for, got votes. There was support behind it.
Billingsley says voting for someone you believe in is never meaningless, even if that candidate's viability was left in the Iowa cold. I'm Alex McLennan, WDET News.